7 days. That edition of World Roots was first broadcast in July 2011 and it was produced by Roger Short. Well, a few words now from Joan Bakewell about a series of hers starting here on BBC Radio 3 tomorrow night.
The new series of Belief covers a range of different worldviews and individual takes on religious commitment. Baroness Shirley Williams is a lifelong Catholic and longtime Social Democrat. Loretta Minghella left the world of high finance to lead Christian Aid. Poet John Burnside, whose writing charts his chaotic earlier years of drink and drugs, now follows the ancient Chinese philosophy of Taoism. And Laura Jana Klausner left the Orthodox Jewish household of her childhood to embrace Reform Judaism, where she's now its newly appointed first movement rabbi. Join me, Joan Bakewell, for Belief, starting tomorrow at 10:45 on BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. It's a minute past 11 o'clock. Time now for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Gerard Prasenza and John Taylor performing at the Southport's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival from our unique concert set this week. And drummer Asaf Sirkis on his birthday tour at the moment, and we track him down as he must be one of the busiest and most sought-after drummers in the UK at the moment. All that on this week's Jazz Lineup. But now, from 1967, and a gem of a release from Miles Davis and his classic quintet with Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter and Tony Williams. The quintet are recorded on tour around Europe, spreading their advanced and irresistible music. It's titled The Bootleg Series Volume 1. I like the Volume 1 thing because it means there might be a Volume 2. And in this volume, three concerts from Belgium, Denmark and France are featured in their entirety. Believe me, it's a feast for the ears, and these giants are on top form and at the peak of their creativity. Listen to Shorter's mind-bending solo and the build and connectivity of the rhythm section all the way to the conclusion of a most swinging Hancock solo. This is On Green Dolphin Street. One of the great beacons of this music and arguably the greatest quintet in history. Yes, Miles Davis's quintet of 1967 in Europe, and that was Green Dolphin Street. From their concert in Antwerp, Belgium, with Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on the piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on the drums. From a new box set entitled The Bootleg Series, Volume 1. A DVD accompanies the CDs, and yes, it's spectacular. A must for your Miles collection. Now to a trio from an altogether different mindset, featuring the drumming of our birthday man, Asaf Sirkis. The album is called Three Leaps of the Gazelle, with Yuri Golubev on bass, and it's the trio of pianist John Law, influences ranging from Jarrett, Baroque, and 18th century classical music pepper the compositions with charming and subtle textures. Swaz possibly qualifies as the most straight ahead of the pieces, but allows the drummer some room and sounds like this. Swaz from the John Law Congregation, and Law is on piano, Yuri Golubev is on bass, Asaf Serkis is on drums, and Asaf is currently on his birthday tour, and we've caught up with him on the phone. Hi Asaf, where are you, man?
I'm in St. Austell now. We just had a gig last night with my band at the brewery in St. Austell, and we are soon going to be on our way to Froom, where we're going to play another gig there.
Let me just first of all start off by saying happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
It's great to be on tour, I guess, on your birthday. It's a really wonderful way to celebrate the period, I guess.
Absolutely. I celebrate everything on tour these days, but it's great to have an opportunity to do that on your birthday, yes.
Well, I'm going to get straight to the music. Now, you're on two current albums that we're featuring right now, and actually a third, but I'll come to that a bit later. You're on John Law's album, and we just heard Swaz from that, and you're playing with the Alex Hutton Trio on their record, and you're on tour, so you're a very, very busy man. We just featured you on Swaz. What is Swaz about?
John wrote the piece because he felt that there was a need for more of a swing tune in the set. I guess a combination of the word swing and jazz.
Oh, fantastic. What kind of challenges do you like to set up for yourself in your own situation? Because we'll come to it in a minute. You have to adjust yourself, I guess, into the conceptions of various groups that you're in. When it comes to your own decisions with your own band, what kind of challenges are you trying to get from yourself?
I've been really fortunate to play with a quite diverse range of people, artists, like John Law and like Alex with Tim Garland and Guillem, and I never had musically any problem with adjusting myself, because the music that these people that I play with offer is so beautiful that I don't need to adjust myself. It's just thrilled to play it. Where I come from, you know, I grew up in Israel, and most of my early days of developing as a musician were in Israel. And, you know, in Israel, there wasn't, at the time at least, there wasn't that kind of separation between the scene. There wasn't like a rock scene and a jazz scene and this or that scene. Everybody played everything. So I think that helped me a lot with adjusting, maybe it's not the right word because it implies some effort, but it is really not, there's no effort in that. It's just listening to the music and trying to blend in with the sound. With my band, it's more like a rock kind of situation where the volume is higher and the dynamics is higher, so I play a certain way. And with John Law, we play very soft. It's a very acoustic kind of setting. So I really enjoy playing the drums in a very sensual and soft way. And with Tim Garland's, for instance, Tim Garland's Lighthouse Trio, or the Lighthouse Trio, I play a set of percussion instruments and a hybrid between the drums and percussion.
You play the hang drum. I mean, tell us a little bit about incorporating that into the Lighthouse Trio that you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean the hang is a real fun to play. A few years ago, Tim Garland saw this really strange thing called the hang, and he decided that I'm going to play it. So he just bought one. And one day when we were rehearsing with the Lighthouse, he said, "Hey, take this, try to do something nice with it." And I did. I took it on board, and it's got a lovely sound. It's really, really nice and mellow sound, the hang.
Tell me, where are you playing for the next week?
Mainly in Germany, I think, with John Law's trio. And then I'm back in the West Country with John as well. We've got a few more dates after the European tour. And straight after that, I go to play with the Lighthouse Trio at the Jazz Ahead conference in Bremen, Germany. And After that, I think I'm going to do some more touring with John and some more touring with the Lighthouse Trio, as far as I can see. That's as far as I can remember.
Well, it's your birthday, SF, and it's ours too. The show is 12 years old. And I'm
fantastic. Happy birthday to you too.
Well, thank you. A joint celebration. And thank you so much, SF Circus, for taking the time to speak with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Heavily arpeggiated composition Then There Were Four by pianist Alex Hutton with Yuri Golubev on bass and the drumming of my special guest Asaf Circus. And a big thank you to Asaf for speaking with us and a very happy birthday. Well, jazz across the BBC is plentiful as ever this week, and Tuesday night is a must for us all to check out Trudy Kerr and her show. Trudy.
I just wanted to tell you about the fabulous Hour of Jazz we have coming up this Tuesday, the 3rd of April from 9 p.m. on the BBC across the South. We'll be talking to UK jazz pianist Jonathan G about his new CD Dragonfly, which is out now on the ASC label. The album was recorded in New York and features two of New York's finest musicians, bassist Joseph Lepore and drummer Nasheed Waits. We'll be playing tracks from the album and talking to Jonathan about his time in the US and also about the band's forthcoming UK tour. Also on the show this Tuesday, we'll have music from singer Barb Junger and saxophonist Martin Speak, as well as a roundup of gigs happening across the South. Should be a great show, so please join us for the Jazz Hour this Tuesday from 9 p.m. on the BBC across the South.
Thanks, Trudy. And still on Tuesday, Jamie Cullum is on radio too. And Jamie joins Dan Berglund and Magnus Ostrom of the Esfjorn Svensson Trio at the BBC Meadowvale Studios. 4 years on from the untimely passing of Esfjorn Svensson, Jamie interviews the pair about what has happened since, and they use the opportunity to perform a very special session track together. And news of a series of vocal workshops that I know Jamie would be interested in with Cleveland Watkiss at the World Heartbeat Music Academy in Wandsworth in London. It starts on the 24th of April at 7 p.m. and it goes on for another four sessions, or actually another three sessions, 1st of May, the 8th of May and the 15th of May. So get down there and learn something. Saxophonist Kenny Garrett presents his latest offering for the Mac Avenue label. It's called Seeds from the Underground. The concept behind the album is, to quote Garrett, music about people, past and present, who planted seeds in my life, directly and indirectly. And the music is joyful, tuneful, and attractive, especially with Garrett's irresistible sound and style. The album is produced by unsung piano great composer and educator Donald Brown. Garrett incorporates the guitar and percussion, but on this track adds the vocal texture of Nedelka Prescott. This is Haynes Here.
Thank you.
Alto Master Kenny Garrett and Haynes here, featuring Benito Gonzalez on piano, Nat Reeves on the bass, Ronald Brunner on drums, and the vocals of Nedelka Prescott. That tune, it reminds me of the music of the 1970s. In fact, the music of McCoy Tyner in the 1970s. Energetic mysticism, joyful. And it seems also to spring from the seed of the drum, as inspired by Roy Haynes. Ronald Brunner taking center stage toward the end of the track there. The vocal is a properly integrated color and texture when included on what's a strong album. Titled Seeds from the Underground, it's out now on the Mac Avenue label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph. And so to our concert set that this week comes from the Southport Winter's Weekend Festival, held this year in early February. We are delighted to be able to bring together two of Europe's finest jazz soloists for their first ever duet performance following a recent and highly acclaimed concert in Copenhagen. Gerard Prasenza is a solo of impressive virtuosity and made the transition from child prodigy to respected professional effortlessly and naturally. His international reputation recognizes his formidable skills as a creative jazz musician who's quite simply one of the best trumpet players this country's ever produced. And he also ushered in the Royal Academy of Music's jazz program into the 21st century. Pianist John Taylor first came to prominence in 1970, endowed with great virtuosity and the music of his contemporaries firmly in his fingers. His highly developed approach to harmony and compositional gifts distinguished him as a force to be reckoned with. Over the years, his reputation has grown with an impressive output of excellent recordings as both a leader and sideman in noted bands like Azimuth and Peter Erskine's Trio. His collaborations with Michael Brecker, Jan Garbrick, Lee Konitz, and Kenny Wheeler are just a few amongst his vast catalogue with the cream of the European and international jazz scene. Before the concert, we managed to get a few words from both men and started by asking Gerard how the duo was formed.
This duo formed very recently because I've been living in Copenhagen for the last 2 years, and I've been working quite regularly at the famous legendary jazz club over there called Montmartre, which has just been refurbished and made new, and they've got a lovely new piano in there. I just had the idea, I've really wanted to play with John before. Well, I've always wanted to play with John, actually. Sorry, John, to be sycophantic, but I've always wanted to do this and never felt the time was right or ready. And I just thought, well, I can't say what I thought, but I thought, blow it, is what I thought. I'm going to go for it. So I suggested that they booked John to come over for a few days to do some different things, and one of the things would be a duo concert with playing John's music predominantly and with myself.
Gerard Prasenza. And we asked John Taylor to tell us about the playing and the writing.
It's a great pleasure to play with him, and I realise that we have a lot of fun already. In this case, it's being played rather, well, as best, spontaneously as we can, so that, and flexibly, leaving it flexible so we can take a few chances and risks, because I think that the music without that can be a little bit too organised and too correct, but in this case we kind of leave it a little bit to those lovely dangerous moments.
John Taylor speaking. And now Jazz Lineup bring you the entire second half of the concert given at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in Southport in early February, and they began with the Gerard Prasenza tune Ballerina. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a piece written by Gerard, and it's called Ballerina. We'd like to continue with a piece, another piece of mine, called Between Moons. It came from this century, so it's pretty recent for me. I recorded it, I think, with Joey Baron and Mark Johnson in 2002 for a trio record, and I wrote it for that. So it's 10 years old. Okay, there we are. Between Moons. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to play for you now a piece by John Abercrombie, and it's called Ralph's Piano Waltz. Thank you.
This is Gerard Prasensa and John Taylor in concert at this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival in Southport.
The next piece, which will probably be our final one, by contrast, quite is called Summer Night, written by Harry Warren. I think he was Italian. It's true. But I don't know what the Italian for Harry is. Oh, okay. So this is a Summer Night. Thank you very much for being here listening to us. It's been a fantastic pleasure to play for you in this lovely room with this lovely piano and with this fantastic musician, Gerard Prasensa. Thank you.
Thank you. John Taylor.
Thank you.
I'm Old Fashioned, played by Gerard Prosensor on trumpet and flugel, with John Taylor on piano, recorded in February as part of this year's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival in Southport. Two of the country's most accomplished musicians demonstrating why they're considered in such high regard. Excellent music from John Taylor on piano and Gerard Prosensor on trumpet and flugelhorn. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, online, on FM and on digital radio. Jazz Lineup are on the road again, so come and see us at King's Place in London on Saturday the 21st of April, when we present Martin Speak in concert, and then head north to Perth, when we stage the BBC Big Band in concert at the Perth Concert Hall on Friday the 27th of April, featuring Claire Martin with saxophonist Nigel Hitchcock. Both gigs are on our website via the BBC Radio 3 homepage. We finish with the band Lighthouse, featuring our guest at the top of the show, Asaf Circus, on drums, hang and percussion, with Tim Garland on saxophones and the excellent Gwilym Simcock on piano. The album is called Lighthouse and out on the ACT label. Strong, well-executed compositions penned by Simcock. This is King Barolo. King Barolo from the vibrant trio Lighthouse with Tim Garland on saxes, our guest Asaf Sirkis on drums, percussion and hang drum, and Gwilym Simcock on piano, who also wrote that piece. Reminds me a little bit of Jason Robello, bit of Yellow Jackets and Steps Ahead thrown in there. Distinctly British, very high quality. The album is called Lighthouse and out now on the ACT label. And you can catch these guys at the Cheltenham Festival on the 7th of May. Well, that's it for this week. Join Claire Martin next week with an exclusive session for Jazz Lineup from Scottish-based tenor saxophonist Konrad Wisniewski. Check out Jazz on 3 tomorrow night. Jez Nelson presents saxophonist Tim Byrne and his Snake Oil Band. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night, starting today at the 2010 BBC Proms. The Minnesota Orchestra and their conductor Osmo Wanske gave the traditional Proms performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and before it, Gil Shaham joins them to play Berg's Violin Concerto. Berg wrote it as an elegy for Manon Gropius, dedicating it to the memory of an angel. She was the daughter of the architect Walter Gropius and Alma Mahler, Gustav Mahler's widow, and she died from polio aged only 18. The two parts of the concerto move from depicting Manon's gentleness and her grace and charm, represented by a Viennese waltz, through feelings of horror to a mood of acceptance and tranquility.